Looking for an assist with your credit card, but you can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call. Get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You don't get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right. Xander, what's your favorite podcast?
Radford Show.
And what else?
Baseball Isn't Boring.
Thank you, Xander. It's good to see you. First of all, you clearly made the wrong decision because it's freaking freezing here.
Yeah, it's a little unusual, the weather here. As I said, I normally come out to Arizona a lot in either November or December. Sometimes it gets a little chilly there, but not now. This is a time where it's supposed to be hot, but it's been rough these last, I would say, 3 days, but it'll probably get warmer afterwards.
You know where it's warm?
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures, yes. I don't know.
I saw Vasquez the other day. He seems pretty happy with the Twins, so. But it's a whole new world, Xander. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, it is. A lot of us just making different decisions, you know, but he's one of the guys that I always remain in contact with, and throughout the whole process, from each of us, we remain in contact with each other, and it was very nice.
All right, I'll get to what he said to me the other day. I don't know if you saw that, but anyway, so is it weird? Like, I mean, this is the question. Is it weird? You're sitting here in brown, and brown and gold, and you know, we've known each other for a long time, and
red and white.
Red and white. I gave you a red and white baseball Isn't Boring shirt, which I don't know where you can wear. I promise that I will give you a brown. We made them.
That would have been better.
Yeah. They're on their way. I just wanted to give you a token of something.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Is it weird? You can be honest. I mean, it has to be weird, a little bit.
I wouldn't say a little weird. It's just different. Not weird, because, I mean, it's not like I signed, like, right now, you know. I signed pretty much, like, in November. So I kind of got to take it all in. Obviously, coming here, the colors are what's a little bit more different. I mean, I know pretty much everyone that's in the clubhouse, all the guys, trying to get to know the coaching staff. I know some of the guys also. But, yeah, it's a little different. It's a little different, but, yeah, not in a bad way at all.
Well, sometimes we talk about, I remember Lester, you know, Lester thought Boston was the only way of doing things, and you go to somewhere else. We've probably talked about this. You don't realize that the world isn't flat, that you're not going to fall right. There is another world, and it's okay. and you'd have to rip off the Band-Aid. You ripped off the Band-Aid with an 11-year contract. But you know what I'm saying. It's once you start doing it, it's probably like, okay, I can deal with this.
Yeah. And as I said, I got here early. I signed pretty much early in free agency. Not early, but like not late in like February, you know, or like late January. It would have been a little bit more tough. We're still a little bit overwhelmed. But as I said, I had enough time to soak it all in.
When did it hit?
When I went there, I remember when I signed. I mean, once you sign, I was with somebody, so it was still, you know, pretty chill. But once I did like the press conference and all of that at the ballpark, that's kind of when it was like, oh shit, you know, like this is real.
It's real. So take me through. I know this is probably the way we've gone through it. Take me through what happened. Okay, so let's start here. Haim says you are our top priority.
Yeah.
You probably saw that because you have people. So did that, first of all, did that take you by surprise?
That he said that, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That he said that I'm the top priority?
No, in the off season. Because when I hear that, I'm like, oh, here we go. Whatever Xander wants, yeah, something's going to get done.
Yeah, but I mean, saying it and showing it, I think it's two different stuff, you know, and obviously they have a little different way of showing it, so I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
All right, well, it is true, but when he saying it and showing it is two different things, but at the same time, when he says it, even though they hadn't shown it to that point, were you thinking, oh, maybe something is coming, or did you get the feeling that this was sort of going to play out like this?
Yeah, I didn't get my hopes up. I remember in spring training, Scott approached me about an extension offer. I was like, oh, you know, like, all right, you know, let's see what's going on, you know. And then when he came back with the offer, I was like, oh, shit, like, this is pretty rough. Yeah, it was like, this is a little disappointing, to be honest, you know. So once the offseason came, I kind of had an idea, like, it could have been a different outcome. And I mean, that's how it ended up being, you know. But with them saying, you know, like top priority, they're still interested. They want you back. So it's like, oh, you know, like
show it.
Yeah, showing it is a little different because obviously in spring training, what they did was a little.
And after the spring training, and we had done that podcast, and you know, and I could see in your eyes how disappointed you were. And but you, I can stand up. Come here. I could see in your eyes, you know, that this was the whole thing. And I'm going to throw what Vasquez says to me right now because it sort of fits. I don't know if you saw that. He's like, they should have respected him more. Like, that's your buddy, obviously. But I feel like that was, like, going back to that time, that was, and then it sort of sets the stage for the whole season, right?
Yeah, exactly, you said it right there. Like, that kind of set the stage, like, because I was a little, like, you know, I was a little, like, looking forward to seeing what they was going to offer and stuff like that, you know. And once that offer came by, I was like, this is a little, not a little, it's a lot surprising, to be honest with. And but they probably had another vision for the team, and I mean, maybe they didn't expect me to get what I got in the end also. So I don't know, maybe they valued me a little different. And I guess in free agency is a whole different ballgame.
When you get that offer in spring training, like you said, vision for the team, we can do the numbers, right? Trevor Story, Marcelo Meyer, whatever. Did you, right then and there, did you like, okay, as much as I want to stay, like, this is probably not a reality?
The Trevor thing, the Trevor one was a little different because I remember they approached me about the Trevor and I was like, oh shit, like, this is, you know, this can really help us, you know. So I did not for one time think that he was like gonna be like the replacement for me maybe in the future, you know. I did not
at all. I mean, because now he's playing good second base, by the way.
No, oh, this is even before he
even
started
before
playing.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
this is
okay.
Before he started
right,
playing.
Right, okay,
like,
okay,
me innocently just thinking like, oh yeah, he's gonna make us better, you know. And afterwards, when I saw some reports coming out from like the reporters, like you guys, I was like, oh shit, like,
playing.
I always see kind of what it is, you know. Like, but yeah, as I said.
But then he's playing second base. I'm like, oh, this you guys work well together.
Elite second base. He played at an extremely high level, like Pedroia type, you know, like all over the ground, diving, making plays, jump throws. I mean, he was phenomenal at second base. And obviously, he can still do it at shortstop. I know that he has something going on with his arm issues, like they've been saying in the past, but I mean, he plays second base extremely well.
So, sorry to do that. Sorry to put that in your head, man. I didn't realize that we were putting these thoughts that Trevor Story is going to replace you in your head.
No idea. Once I started seeing that, I was like, oh, okay. Now it kind of, I didn't see this part at all. You know, I just thought of it like, oh, nice double play combo for the future. So
there you go. So you said it set the stage, and we kept asking, and probably get sick of it. And you said, I'll talk, and maybe I will talk, but. Did you expect at any point in the year that, hey, listen, we can talk at some point?
I think the talking part could have been early on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, even after spring training.
Once it started getting towards the ending, come on, man. Like,
you were too close.
Yeah, not even too close, but, like, I gave you guys all the chance, you know. Yeah. I gave you guys all the opportunity to do something, regardless of it going a little after, like, a deadline, you know, although we didn't have, like, a deadline. But, like,
you didn't have a deadline?
No, we didn't, but, like, just out of respect, like, we didn't want to touch that topic in the season, you know, but they could always approach us regardless, you know, like, I mean.
So we did a podcast in the last game of the year, and I said, hey, we talked to him.
The dugout.
And did you see that? We caught your. I said, have you talked to him? And you just talked to the. Whatever. Sat down.
We
caught your eyes. You were like, you're giving the side eye, like, no? But everyone was making a big deal of that. But I said, this is what I said, Xander. Unless Scott Boras is sitting on the couch next to them, it doesn't matter. It was nice of them, I guess.
Yeah, it was nice. Obviously, saw some of the big bosses, you know, the big guys.
What they do? They say, we like you.
Me and Devers. I think it was just me and Devers, right?
Oh, you talked to him? Oh, look, I didn't realize it was both of you together.
No, it was both of us together. I'm trying to recall if it was another player. I can't really recall. I know it was me and him for sure.
Okay.
Talking with all the guys. Mike Gordon came also.
Okay.
Talking about Liverpool a lot. I mean, they know how much I like soccer, so they probably made that also.
What was John Henry?
John Henry. Yeah,
Tom
those
Warner.
Guys was there also.
Yeah, yeah.
But Mike Gordon, I think, is one that I have never met at that moment.
Oh, yeah, good guy.
John, all of them were there, yeah.
But so they were basically was like, hey, we want to sign you guys.
We would like to have both of you guys here for the long.
Oh,
yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to have a nice motel right now in Arizona. But so you came out of that, you knew that, hey, listen, this doesn't really change anything.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say
that.
It was
nice of them to do it.
Yeah, it was. And, like, it's something that they have never done for me or him, you know?
I didn't know it was both of you together.
Yeah.
Did they feed you or?
No, I was just like a little quick. It was something nice. It was something nice. But I didn't know if they've ever done it in the past. But as I said, it was something the first time they did with me. And obviously, Devers being there also. So it was something different. So you're like, oh, you know, like, you don't know what they have up their sleeve, you know. But
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's the thing, though. It's like all this stuff we're trying to piece it together.
Yeah, but then when they always when they send the offer, then you kind of know what they have.
What was the first?
I wouldn't go into numbers, but
no. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wasn't going to ask you the numbers because I didn't. But what do you remember about the off season hits? And free agency can be exciting, right?
Yeah, it can, depending of the player. I mean, some guys have a little tougher.
Yeah, loss, listen. But yeah.
But yeah, mine's.
Was it exciting?
It was exciting. It was obviously doing some meetings also with some teams. That was all new to me, right?
So but that's what I mean. You get this is like you walk in this. I'm going to do soccer instead of basketball. You walk in the soccer stadium and up there is Xander Bogaerts up on the Jumbotron, right?
It wasn't like that, but when I signed.
But when people are recruiting you, they're telling this isn't exactly an arbitration hearing. You get the like you're like they're telling you
they're talking about. Make you feel good and feel comfortable.
So
this is the reason why you should be here. And stuff like that.
So after that meeting with the owners, was it just like with the Red Sox? Was it just offers? I mean, there wasn't like any recruiting.
They had Red Sox had offers.
No. They gave you offers. I know, but did they? But they did. Did they have like Pedroia call you?
No.
Or Ortiz or anything?
No.
Because you already knew. I mean, you already knew what was what.
I didn't. It's nothing that they're gonna. It's gonna change. You know, like. I've been at that clubhouse. I've been with that organization for a long, long time. So there's nothing like they should pitch to me that it'll be different. No, I mean, like. We all know. You know what it is.
When you get the offers and you get the first offer of Red Sox, you're like, this isn't happening. It's just reality. I mean,
I wouldn't say it's not happening, but
there was a long way to go.
Yeah, a little bit. There was a long way to go. They bumped up a little bit.
They
bumped up a little bit because they just started a little bit that low. You know, if we're gonna. if we're gonna be like that, you know, like but once the other teams started coming in, that's when you kind of
different like, world.
Yeah, then it became a little different, you know.
That was tough, though. Again, going back to John Lester because everything goes back to John Lester. I remember when he had to make the decision, right? And he has to call his buddies, and he has to call people, and like all the people who like you know. It's a business. Everyone knows it's a business decision. But what do you remember about that moment where you realize I'm not going to be Red Sox? I mean, did you guys give him a last chance or anything? Was there like that sort of thing, or was it just hey, this offer's too good?
As I said, once we got to free agency, it was completely different. You know,
like yeah.
Then is when you start seeing teams show different type of interest in you and. And then they're showing it with whatever they're offering also. You know? So it's a whole different ballgame. But as I said, I played the whole season last year kind of in my back of my mind. Like, you know, like this might be.
That was tough.
Yeah, it was tough. It might have been one of the toughest seasons that I've had in the big league so far. And actually played pretty well, you know, because 2014 was a rough year and I sucked. You know, that's why it was rough, because I was bad and they made me go to third base and I wasn't happy to do that. I was playing really well at short at the moment, so. I was young. I had nothing to say, you know. I mean, I don't got nothing to say at that point. But it was so tough, and I had to manage it, and I had to go through it. I had to toughen up, and that's what I said. Like in the back of my mind, I kind of like you know, like there's a good possibility. Like this is it.
When that last day when we did the podcast. I mean, it was rainy. It was a crappy day. Oh my god!
Yeah,
but it was like that. That was the culmination of everything. I mean, it's like you said. I remember asking you about like, are you soaking all this in? And you can't. It's hard to. But it's still like
it's hard.
You said it's like in the back of your mind.
Yeah, but I had 161 games in the back of my mind already. So I don't think the last one would have done.
No, I know. Listen. By the time you get to that, you're like, oh my goodness! Not only do I get, have I had a good year, but I also get to do a podcast. Are you kidding me?
In the cold.
In the cold with a t-shirt.
Outside.
So, but it's
Nelly's sitting down there. What are you sitting down there?
I feel bad. So when did to go back to like when do you remember the moment where you made the decision? Where you're at the basketball game or something?
That's when it finalized.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? It was a Celtics game.
I know.
Celtics playing the Suns. Blew them out by like 29. They were out by like 40, and then they won like by 29.
So you're on the phone in the lobby.
I was in the lobby. I was at the game. I was at the game with my buddies. I had three, four buddies here.
Courtside seats?
No, they had no courtside seats.
Well, now you get courtside seats.
I could have gotten, but they had none.
So you're on the phone.
Yeah.
And we're trying to watch this game and say, hold on a second. Derek White is, they're running isolation for Derek White. But that must be kind of crazy.
It was kind of crazy, but what was crazy, what was even more crazy is when I was getting these calls and like getting the offers, like where we're at this point, you know, and like, you know, like it might keep bumping up, you know. That was more crazy.
You're like, this is a pretty good night. I mean, think about how far you came from March and April to...
A long way. A long way.
I mean, that probably hit home a little bit for you, right?
Yeah, that was... I mean, as I said, you know, once you get to free agency, it's a different ballgame, man. Teams value different. You have maybe what they feel like they need, you know, the missing piece and what you bring to the ball club is so much more different, and it's pretty fun experience in the end.
Was there that one last call with the Red Sox? Or I mean, was it or no? Nah, not really.
No.
Nah.
In the end, like I mean, they were in it still, obviously, but. Yeah, these guys, the interest they show was much
at that point. At that point, you kept saying free agents are free agents. At that point, it's almost like it's not you're even affiliated to a team,
no.
Right? You're like, you had your chance.
Yeah, I could have wear any type of hat that I want to the Celtics game. I mean, whatever.
It's a nightmare. Sorry, Netherlands. Sorry. So let me ask you. I asked Lester this too. Again, I messaged John Lester like five times. Would you? They come to the offer that they had, let's say, at the end.
Wait.
In March or April. Do you take it? You're an honest guy. That's what I like about you. You can say yes or no. Maybe.
Ooh, yeah.
You would be tempted.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been harder. It would have been a lot of talking, for sure. But yeah, that would have got... Engaged. not engaged, like...
No, like, that would have been, like, we would have been on the trolley. Would have been like, okay, we're close.
Yeah.
That's fair. Oh, my God. It can be, that's, I told you, we tried to, like, do the Make It Happen Foundation to raise money.
It didn't get you enough, but... The effort was there.
Yeah.
The effort was there.
Hey, listen, you've been very, like, nice for your time, as always. I wish I could spend spring training out here with you.
You're cool now, but yeah. It'll warm up.
Yeah, well, buy your book. But thanks, man. And like I said, I always appreciate your time, and hopefully catch up down there. And
Thank you.
You got a message for anybody? I mean, this is your chance.
I'm in a different team, different organization, different state. I'm going to go in a new chapter of my life. I have no regrets about my time with the Red Sox. I have no issues, no hard feelings to anyone towards that organization. Sometimes it can get a little rough for some guys, you know, depending on how they exited and stuff like that. But my time with the fans, the front office, I mean, it was. To be honest, it was pretty excellent. It was really, really good, really, really special, and I have no type of issues with anyone on that side. So I wish them nothing but the best. I mean, I'll definitely be looking forward to them, like watching the games and stuff like that. I mean, I just enjoy watching baseball in general. So wish them nothing but the best, man, and I'll see them in May.
Whose hat are you gonna wear in the Hall of Fame?
Wow, I don't
just I'm joking.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.